Okay, we're doing Perek Tesvav, chapter 15, Pasuk Yud, that's verse 10. No, I'm sorry, Pasuk Tes, that's verse 9. It says it's an abomination of God, the way of the Rasha, and he who chases righteousness is loved. Okay? The question is, what is the way or path of the wicked? According to the Metzudas David, the path of the wicked is where he has a plan to, let's say, rob a bank, to do evil, to rob the bank. But then something happens, one of his partners gets sick, something out of the... he doesn't stop himself, but something in the physical world stops him. So that's the path of the wicked, where he did not carry it out, but he did the whole plan. We're not talking about where a person does evil, you know what I mean, on the spur of the moment. It's a plan. It's a whole plan. Okay. Now, what is a toeva, abomination? Abomination means that there's not a direct cause between the cause and effect. Like, for instance, there's a direct cause between going out in the sun without any protection and getting a burn. Is the direct cause between the two. But abomination means that there is two steps, and therefore you do not see the harm of the act that you're doing now. You cannot see the harm because it's not a direct step. That's an abomination. So those are the definitions. And now the question is, how does the path of the wicked lead to consequences? In other words, in halacha, if you do an act, that is wrong. If I don't do the act, if I do the plan, that is not wrong. Can't take me to court if I didn't do the act. So the thing is that what did I do wrong? The answer is that it's a training of the mind to plan evil, to think evil, and it strengthens the emotions to the attachment of evil. So therefore, in those two ways, in other words, insofar, even though you didn't carry out the act, there is a harm in the personality of working towards evil. That is the harm that people don't notice, how it affects themselves. People usually look at the harm as an act, but they don't see the harm as that it's affecting themselves. But the harm is in doing the act. That's what most people think. And the Pasuk is telling us that it's not only the act, but a large part is how it affects who you are. The question is, if somebody carries out an act of evil, okay, and the question is, do we agree that it affects who he is? The answer is, according to this pasuk, according to the Metzudas David, we hold that definitely that's a direct effect on the human. It's not only an effect of the receiver of the wickedness, but also the person that's doing the act that's going to affect him. What the pasuk is saying, according to the Metzudas David, that even if he doesn't carry out the act, he is still affecting himself. That's what we wouldn't think would happen.